My pleasure. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
No, it's an absolute honour to talk to you. It's 13 years since you released your last album.
Mm.
So this is your new one. What have you been doing in those 13 years? I know you've been busy with your charity work and your photography. Yeah. Is it mainly that that you've been doing?
Well, no. I mean, I needed a break from the industry. I just didn't like the business too much after the last album, after the last time round. I spent on the year more than a year on the road promoting, and I'd had enough. You know, it got to me, and so I needed to take some time out. So, you know, I took a few years out just to smell the roses a little bit and remember what life's really about. I've always, you know, I'm a closet chef. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
But, you know, if I hadn't, you know, gone into music or done photography, I would without a doubt be a chef. No question about it. So I'm involved in a few restaurants here and there.
What's your signature dish?
It would have to be... it's called a Tindian lamb roast. Pot roast, which is a leg of lamb, but it's marinated in a cross between Thai and Indian spices and flavors in a sauce, sits bathed in that for approximately 6 hours. And it's just, that's my, probably, if you know, if I was asked what my last meal would be, it would probably be that, to be honest.
And people can go out and actually buy this and eat this.
Oh, no, they can't buy. No, that's...
you've got to be invited around your house for this.
Yes, that's a Sunday roast over the winter. Okay. No, absolutely, no. That recipe isn't going out just yet. No, that's... Okay. That's for down the road.
I could tell that you're a little bit secretive about your recipe, as you were describing.
Hey, recipe. Hey, look, you know, look what happened with KFC. You have a bit of spice on your chicken. Now look at him. It's all over the bleeding place, isn't he?
Now, for the new album, where did you get most of your influence for your songs, and where did you do most of the writing?
All over the place. I mean, the songs are obviously, you know, about life. As most of them are, of course. They basically stemmed from, you know, experiences that I'd personally gone through, but I wanted them to obviously be relatable. They really sort of started with the album title track, Everything Changes. I'd been going through a hard time a few years back when I quit smoking, because I was a heavy, heavy smoker. I loved smoking. And when I quit, it hit me pretty hard, cold turkey. And the chemical imbalance in the system just sent me a bit haywire. Mm. And I didn't think there was any light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, you really get engrossed sometimes if you get a little down. But I did actually find the light at the end of the tunnel. And it's, you know, all about the ebbs and flows in life, and that there is that light at the end of the tunnel, and hopefully you come out of it for the better. You know, so that's what Everything Changes was really about. And that sort of set the theme for the album.